Welcome to the Feelings Fitness Podcast. Let's flash back to 2023 when we took a 52-week road trip together to discuss home, health, happiness, and habits. We created a road trip to work towards feeling fit, mind, body, and spirit. Now we'll revisit those 52 weeks in just 52 days. There are many more adventures in store for 2024, but let's look back on how far we've come and set ourselves up for more success. Welcome to week 41 of our 52-week road trip through 2023. We are in the home stretch here in Q4, and regardless of how much you have accomplished, if you have been following along, I'd be willing to bet you've accomplished enough to feel very proud of yourself. Even just showing up week after week is a feat in and of itself. So even if you have only implemented a suggestion or two, you're further along than when you started. Every accomplishment, no matter how small, counts in my book. Mindset is most important. Focus on what you have done. Don't look back. This week, I want to start out with our holiday how-to. This month is Halloween in my household, and I couldn't be more excited. First place to start, decorations and plans. Decorations. Last year was an emotional roller coaster in my household. So at the end of October last year, I took down our decorations and piled them up in our basement. It wasn't the most ideal scenario, but here's how it went from a mess to a masterpiece. When I finally felt up for it, I went through all of those decorations and the others that hadn't been used that year. I sifted through it all and only kept the items that I loved, or as Marie Kondo would say, those that sparked joy. I placed all of the beloved items in bins and slid them onto the shelves. This year, when I went to do the decorating, there was no decision fatigue. It was a seamless system and time efficient too. A few boxes for outside items and a few boxes for inside items, and I was done. Fun, festive, and time efficient. I'll post some pictures of a few of my favorite things. Outside, I love the simple graveyard we've created. In the evening, we can sit on the bench on the front porch and soak it in. Side note, after losing my mom last April, my whole perspective on graveyards has changed. I no longer find them creepy. I actually find them quite comforting. Odd, right? But I have learned to lean into loss and honor the spirit of the loved ones that have gone before me. I want my mom with me always. I will continue to keep her spirit alive. So as for the graveyard, it's not creepy. It's just these spirits that have gone before me that I really can embrace. As for an inside decoration, I adore the little witch that my mom gave me, and the little witch is holding a little bubbler light, and it's just simple and sweet. So I'll post a little picture of that little trinket as well. And really, this is just kind of a very quick overview of some of my decorating. Let's talk October planning. Remembering the quote, if you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail. And this idea of what gets written down gets done, or goals that are written down are more likely to be achieved. That whole bit, right? So plan out and write down your October, fall, Halloween plans. I've shared with you my elaborate calendar system that is the only way I survive. Our family October calendar includes nightly Halloween movies, some broken out over a couple of days. My daughter and I have been watching Halloween Town, so we are in the final Halloween Town. Our day to decorate was on the calendar. Trips to the pumpkin patch are on the calendar. Field trip to pick out fall flowers, that has already happened. That was on the calendar. Local Halloween activities, a few of those. Car ride through the town to check out decorations. And last but not least, the actual event of trick-or-treating, rallying a group to go together. So get your calendar filled up with some holiday seasonal fun. Keeping aligned with our goal here this month, a discussion around helpful habits at home. In our holiday Halloween discussion that we just had, we touched upon the calendar planning system. super important, so let's make sure we have found something that is simple and works well for the whole family. Starting 2024 with this already in place will serve you well. In our Halloween discussion, we also already touched upon de-junking and the energy shift that can go along with that process. The energy level that I experienced with this year, only decorating with items I loved, was profound. It was tangible. It was different than in past years, which is why I'm going to encourage a good de-junking of the home prior to de-junk January. And if you've been with me for a while, you know I always love to start out January with a good de-junking. A simple way to kind of go about this de-junking is really to take it holiday to holiday or season to season if you need to ease the overwhelm or if you work better from that type of a framework. Now, I'm going to just leave it right there for this week, and I would like for you to take some time to, one, pull out your calendar and plug in Halloween fall fun for the month, and two, de-junk as you decorate. I promise, it's uplifting and energizing. I hope you are enjoying 52 weeks and 52 days, a compact version of the transformational road trip we took through 2023. We're revisiting those 52 episodes, and it's a review of home, health, happiness, and the habits that guide the way to feeling fit, mind, body, and spirit. It's also a food for thought for how you want to feel.